This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. If you've been studying along with us in 2 Peter 1, 1 through 11, I trust you've gained an appreciation of what the Christian life is all about. I've been enriched as I've pondered these few verses to prepare these programs. As we've looked at the qualities Peter encourages us to add to our faith, we now begin to see the overflow through our lives on others. The next quality to add is brotherly kindness. In the original, the word is Philadelphia, made up of phileo, to have an affection for, and adelphos, a brother. This is a baseline quality expected in Christian relationships. After the Apostle Peter's denial, Jesus wanted to be sure he was truly reestablished in their relationship. So he asked him in John 21:15, "Do you truly love me?" Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I have a brotherly affection for you." Again, Jesus asked, "Do you truly love me?" Peter responded, "Yes, Lord, you know that I have a brotherly affection for you." A third time, Jesus asked, "Do you have a brotherly affection for me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you have a brotherly affection for me?" Peter said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I have a brotherly affection for you." Amazingly, this was enough for a starting point to reassign Peter to ministry. Jesus is willing to affirm a person who honestly confesses this basic level of commitment. It's better than nothing, but not all Jesus desires from our hearts. Do you have at least that level of commitment to Jesus? Then acknowledge it. "Yes, Lord, you know that I have a brotherly affection for you."